The scientists are regular targets of abuse, hatred, and intimidation on social media platforms. They're often accused of being in league with a major COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers and profiting from a man-made global health crisis. Fundamentalist Christian groups opposed to vaccinations also brand them satanic for their encouragement of immunization. So far, no individual or group has claimed responsibility for the list sent to Ramaphosa's office. South Africa's home to a small but vociferous anti-vaxxer movement. It often demonstrates outside Parliament in Cape Town, where protesters voice all manner of conspiracy theories.
People are getting blood clots, people are getting tremors, people are dying from this vaccine. Bill Gates, who's been running this whole thing from the beginning, he patented the vaccine before there was ever a coronavirus. So he planned this. So now we need to protect our children.
The letter to the president marks several scientists for assassination. It says they're under surveillance and their home addresses are known.
The names that I've seen, quite a number, I think I saw about 7 or so names.
The scientists named in the document delegated Dr. Mboneni Moafe, Deputy Director General of the Department of Science and Technology, to speak on their behalf.
They are worried. I mean, I did speak to some of them. Just like you and I, they've got families, they've got loved ones, they've got children, some of them, and you don't want to be...
South African Medical Research Council CEO, Professor Glenda Gray, and Stellenbosch University researcher, Professor Tulio D'Oliveira, are on the list. Gray's convinced scientists are being threatened by a very organized group who don't believe COVID-19 is real and who are anti-vaccination. Moafe confirmed other letters had been sent to the KwaZulu-Natal Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform, or CRISP, in Durban. This is where D'Oliveira and a team of genetic sequencers identified the Omicron variant, announcing it to the world almost a month ago.
These are definitely Omicron detection linked. They really speak about the announcement specifically. The suggestion seemed to be that the scientists should have just kept quiet. The most irresponsible thing to do in science.
VOA has seen one of the letters sent to CRISP. It refers to D'Oliveira and his colleagues as idiots and uses several expletives to describe how their Omicron breakthrough destroyed South Africa. When D'Oliveira broke the news about Omicron, countries around the world, including the United Kingdom and the United States, slapped travel bans on Southern Africa. The region lost billions of dollars in tourism revenue. Moafe says he and his government colleagues will make sure the scientists and their families are safe.
At this point in time, I can't say anything in that regard. All I can say is that this information is being acted on. There are investigations that are happening. And in the status about other things, I would rather not comment on it because I think it's really quite a situation where you want to leave it to the capable and relevant authorities to deal with.
He says it's terrible when people who are working for the good of the nation and to save lives are demonized and targeted as if they're criminals. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.